Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. And today, well, I got an interesting thing to talk about. I didn't think we were really going to talk about much, but now I've got some things I want to talk about. So, first and foremost, let's go ahead and begin. So I was telling you about my friend or whatever, that the guy I was talking to, you know, about his basically getting divorced and all that sort of thing. And, well, I mean, just before it, I'd had a conversation with a guy. Well, I mean, let me kind of go back because I went too far. Sometimes my brain does that. But, I had a conversation with a guy on the internet. He was basically wanting to challenge me with some guy by the name of Natural Hypergamy. Basically, he said, "I don't understand why the MGTOW, they make me sad. It's like, you get a car for a woman. You get a house for a woman." It's like, no. I get a car because I want to be able to get from point A to point B. I get a house because I want to have a roof over my head. I didn't get it to impress a woman. "Hey, look, woman, I got house. Oh, look, big house. Look, big car." Now I'm starting to sound. Yeah, now I'm making fun of the guy. But no, that's literally what a lot of these PUA guys get wrong about the thing. Like, they keep thinking that, like, a woman is going to make them happy and make them feel like a man or something. And I always thought that, like, to be absolute fucking bullshit. Because there's a lot of women out there that we will demasculine. Or emasculate. I don't like to use the word demasculate. That's not proper English. But they will emasculate you. They will be like, "Oh, you're not a man. You're blah, blah, blah." And then you're going to, you know, value their fucking opinion, which you shouldn't anyway. "Oh, but my wife said." Even DP was trying to do that bullshit. "Well, if his wife said." I'm like, no. That's where you're going to fuck up and end up being a cuck. And she's going to wear the goddamn pants. And you're going to wear the fucking, you're going to wear the collar around your neck. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be a little bitch boy slave. That's what's going to happen in that relationship. And a lot of guys, they do it to themselves. They think, "Oh, well, I should value her opinion and everything." And then you wear the fucking collar and you're asked to bark. So, anyway, I was talking to this guy, and it's like, "Well, the only reason that I can think to live is to have a wife and kids," and it was like, "It would make me cry man tears if I had a family," and he said, "I'm rather unattractive, and you MGTOW guys are coping because you can't do well with women, or you got hurt by women." And I was like, dude, this is all the shit that the PUA guys say. He's just regurgitating, like, Natural Hypergamy and all these other guys. It's fucking stupid shit. It really is. And he tried to fight with me in there. And, you know, and when I went and I talked to dude in the, you know, in the car, you know, I mentioned this. I said, you know, the guy said his only purpose was to have a wife and kids. Like, that's it. And dude looks at me and he says, "Well, you know, when I was younger, that was my purpose. Like, that's the only thing I really wanted to do was, you know, have a wife and kids." And he said, you know, "But life changes in, like, ways we don't expect. Like, things just happen. Like, I never realized I was going to be divorced after 12 years of marriage, you know? I didn't realize that just things happen." And he said, "I've been going through some major depression, and I've been, you know, listening to music, all kinds of different music to drown it out, just to drown out all the stuff in my head," which is a very good way to do it, I think. Very good psychological. I don't know how many psychologists would recommend this, but I think it's a lot better than, you know, doing drugs or stuff like that. And yeah, he's trying to do it in a healthy way. But he's got a lot he's going through. And, his brother even said to him, he said, "You know, there's more to life than that. Like, there's more to life than just having a wife and kids. There's more to life than just getting this stuff, like, oh, I want to be successful in my job so I can appease this girl." Like, really? That's it? Because, you know, women are never happy. I mean, it's been said so many times in the manosphere, guys, that you could take a woman that is married to the richest, most handsome man in the entire world, and she'll still find something to complain about. You know, I mean, that's true. She'll find something to complain about. And it's like, we gotta do all that just to appease them? Like, you can never appease them. That's the thing, guys. You know, and they're like, oh, you gotta do this, you gotta be, you know, Mr. Muscles, and have the Monopoly Man's money, and, you know, this fucking nice sports car, and all this crazy stuff, a nice big old mansion with a swimming pool, and you get all that, and she's still not going to want to do anything with, you know, deal with you. Matter of fact, I got a real life example of this. I know a guy, he's very good in the medical field, he makes good money, he's got a nice house with a swimming pool, and, you know, he's decently good looking, he's rich, and he had this woman, she's an Instagram model that I happen to know, she's very beautiful, and she's homegrown, she's from here, in this area, and I talk to her every once in a while, she's cool, she, you know, I don't know about the previous issues with her abuse and all that kind of stuff, but anyway, she's going out and, you know, flaunting herself, you know, and she found this rich man. He had her come over and spend time with him, and of course, he got really attracted to her, you know, and of course, he did all the things. They were having sex, they were doing everything else you could think of, and they were thinking, you know, he was thinking she was gonna maybe get with him, and she let him down after all that time. She let him go, and he was devastated. Like, this was a rich, attractive, he had all the things, and she, I mean, he got sex, I mean, he got attention, she was gorgeous, but, well, he was crying, he was upset. And, yeah, that's the reality of it, guys. Like, how much more Manosphere truths have to come true before people believe us? You know? Just doesn't make a lot of sense. I really don't know what's going on. And I understand young guys are upset. Like, yeah, maybe a lot of you did want a family. I did when I was younger. But, you know, now that I'm closer to 40, I'm like, it's not something I'm really edging for right now, you know, just and you know, you're in your 20s and you're like, well, you know, Grim, I still kind of want that somewhere, and like, well, you know, I can tell you to keep hunting for that unicorn and you may find it, but you're liable to waste a lot of your time, you're liable to waste a lot of your time, a lot of your money, a lot of your energy, and face a lot of heartbreak in the process. Because you might be like that guy. You may be that man who is rich and successful and, you know, good looking. You know, he's got a nice job. And still don't want you. It's like, well, you know, I didn't really want to, you know. It's like, really? She put him in the friend zone after all that? Like, they had sex, but it's like, nope, that's all I wanted. It nothing else. And I don't know. I don't know, guys. It's just, that's dating. That's what it's like now. You need to just get over it and get a doll. You know, call Dr. Phil, not that one, and say, hey, hook me up with a beautiful lady, beautiful waifu. And there you go. Do your thing. You can get a little spinning robot pussy and Go do your thing, you know. And another thing this guy tried to basically question me with is he said, and this isn't the guy in the car, this is the internet guy. The internet guy basically stated, he said, well, how many men do you know in their 50s that are single and happy? Like, completely happy. And to be fair, one thing that we need to really talk about is it's not about happiness. There's many things in life that can make us happy, but happiness fades. Songs end. You finish video games. Well, that was a lot of fun. What do I do now? That was a really good story. Where do I go now? You know, you finish a book, Oh, that was a great TV series, you know. That's over with. Movie ended. Oh, man. That's too bad. I really liked that one. But there's always something else that, you know, you can... Oh, well, I'll check this out then, you know. There's all kinds of different things that you can explore and enjoy and enrich your life. But the key isn't being happy. It's being humble, you know. Because, you know, got to keep in mind, one of the biggest parts of life is that our loved ones die. If you marry the most beautiful woman in the world, I mean, you never know what's going to happen to the most beautiful woman in the world. The most beautiful woman in the world may have some health issue later on that maybe she dies. Maybe she doesn't survive. And you're like, well, it's over. Our life together is gone. So what do I do now? And that's what going your own way is about. Finding out what to do afterwards, you know. And for a lot of guys, they're like, no, I don't want to just, you know, go find someone else, you know. It's hard. A lot of people get dolls made of their partners that's deceased. It's a very interesting situation, guys. But I'm just saying, we can't focus on the next high. Even though I love the dopamine rushes from games and stuff like that. I mean, those are fun things to have. But it's not about, oh, this will make me happy, that'll make me happy. I'm always one of these guys that likes to explore things. Like when I play different games. I play games that most of y'all won't even touch. Like, I got 1,000 games on my Steam account. I'm not playing, like, but 3 of them. Well, I'm playing the other 997 that you're not playing. Because, why not? I mean, it might be interesting, right? It's an experience. You know, I like to explore. Well, what is this game going to be? What's that? It's exciting, you know? Maybe there's a little bit of a rush. Maybe there's a little bit of a high there. But that keeps me going. Like, with a new comic. Ooh, that looks nice. That looks cool. I can't wait to get into that. Or, you know, you always want to be excited for something. Ooh, that might be a good movie. I would like to go see that. Oh, that might be a good television series. Let's get started on that. You know, I'm not saying to sit and binge watch and do all that, but, you know, divvy it up a little bit. Make sure you're exercising, stuff like that. Maybe you like to go places. Oh, I'd like to go visit the Grand Canyon. I'd like to go Mount Everest. I'd like to go to, you know, China. Or, ooh, I don't know about that, but, you know, there are different places. Maybe you want to go to Japan and see the sights there, or the Philippines, or Thailand, whatever you want to do. Whatever you guys want to do, go visit the women over there, you know, get your dick wet, whatever. Yeah, there's different things that guys can do. I mean, and they don't come attached with, like, you know, there's a lot of guys that go to Thailand or something, like, oh, I found my wife! Oh, God, don't do that. So many guys do that and fuck up. But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, guys. Oh, by the way, we're in the demon world now. Yep, finally got there. No more Mega Man stuff. We're in the demon world. Can't you tell? But, yeah, guys, it's just something you need to really find out for yourself what you want to do. What makes you happy? What makes you humble? What keeps you humble, rather? What keeps you content? You know, I was always a young boy that kept content because of the games. You know, if you had a good game going, I would play and keep myself busy for hours. You know, it was fun. And I didn't necessarily ever consider it like, oh, you know, it's time to go play that game again. It's like, no, I got past that part. Let's see what's next. You know, I always viewed it as kind of an adventure. It's like, And then when the game is done, you know, you go find something else. Now, some guys I've noticed, particularly with a Falcom group that just obsessed with these Tales games, not Tales, Trails games. You know, they have Trails in the Sky, Trails of Cold Steel, and they've got these other ones. Well, they're so eager for more games in the series that they're, you know, looking at patches and stuff. And to be fair, they are taking a long time with translating this stuff into English. You know, they are taking their sweet time with it. But, these guys are like, oh, we gotta wait for, you know, we're playing this one in Japanese and stuff. Like, they're trying to rush and get through them all. And one guy even complained. He's like, I finished all of them. It's like, so what do I do now? He, like, literally had no idea what to do. Out of all the computer games and video games in the world, he was literally, it's like, I don't really know what to play now. Like, I finished them all. They were fantastic. What do I do now? Like, I don't know if I'll ever find anything that good. Well, you don't know if you don't look. There's so many different little games and things and that you can play, and you'd never be able to play all of them in your entire life. You know, I remember when there were, I mean, you couldn't play all the games even still, but there were enough of them, you could get through them a lot faster. There wasn't these 60, 80 hour, 120 hour, you know, I mean, they did exist in the RPG genre, of course, but for most part, games weren't that long. You know, people complained that Ninja Turtles was short. Ninja Turtles was 2.5 hours. That's very long for a beat-em-up game. Most beat-em-ups you can finish in an hour or so. It's like, man, that's long for a beat-em-up. That was 16 boards. That was more boards than I thought we were going to do. But, yeah, again, it's about finding what makes you happy. Maybe games aren't your thing, you know? And I said this before. Maybe you like to hunt and fish, you know? And some guys, they get to high for going out there in the woods and hunting and killing the deer or whatever you're gonna hunt and basically preparing it and getting it ready. Maybe you're gonna have deer jerky or deer burgers or whatever. That's the thing people do around here. I mean, maybe that's what gets you going. You need to find something that gives you it's hard to say, like, going for the next high. But you want to find something that keeps you busy in life, keeps you content, keeps you in a mode of like, well, you know, I know what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to enjoy that. I think I'm going to have fun. I can't wait to see what happens, you know, or hey, can't wait to see what kind of thing I can get into today, you know. So, and I'm not saying, like, trouble. When I say that, I'm talking about, like, if you're going out hunting, I wonder what we're going to get into. I wonder what we're going to find and see. I'm not talking about going to the bars and doing all kinds of crazy shit either. Not talking about doing anything illegal, you know, as far as, you know, criminality, you know, showing your ass or anything like that. I'm not talking about that, guys. I'm talking about something that gives you a good rush, you know, and say, ooh, I want to go back to that. Not drug related, obviously. In the terms of hard drugs, we're not telling you to do heroin or anything like that. But we are telling you to keep finding that thing, or find that thing that keeps you going. That's what I want you to do. I want you to find that thing that keeps you going, keeps you alive, and keeps you anticipating every new day in life. Oh, well, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do tomorrow? All kinds of stuff like that. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm going to be out of here, and we'll see you next time when Grim rants into the heavens.